السلام عليكم متفوقا.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخنا، أحسن الله إليكم.
أمين وإياكم حالي.
الحمد لله يا شيخنا.
Can we go on now?
نعم، مش كذا.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، our book on these days is Adda'u wa Dawa by Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr Abu Abdullah. Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr Abu Abdullah is widely known as Al-Imam ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. He has written this book as a response to a Muslim who was in trouble, fearing that that trouble will put him to destruction. The first thing he made this man to understand, rahimahullah, is that for every trial, for every problem, for every disease, there is a solution to it. And he provided him narrations from the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. Ma anzala Allahu da'an illa anzala lahu shifa'an. Allah has not sent down a disease except that anzala lahu shifa'an. He has sent down for that disease a means of cure. And he gave very clear two major means of cure in the Quran and employing them over our troubles, our worries, over our grief, ikhwa, over our diabetes. Read the Quran. And he extolled the virtues of Fatiha. But the entire Quran is a means of cure for the Muslim. After that, he told us another general means of finding cure, which is ad-du'a. He explained to us the things that will make your dua to be ineffective. Those things that will make your dua to lose potency. They will make your dua to lose strength and energy such that So the Imam went on, rahimahullah, to teach us how to obtain an effective dua. If you have an opportunity to make a dua that is effective in terms of daf'ul bala, striking away, putting away the trial, not allowing the trial to descend, or that when the trial already descends, rafa'ahu, the dua will remove the trial. If you have a means to make a potent, effective dua, why not make it? Why should you settle for less? Why not sit up and make dua that is strong, that is effective, that is potent against the trials of life, or that will entirely remove that trial if it's ever even descends? The benevolence of this Imam Rahimahullah to the So he told us five of ten effective dua. The first day he told us, rahimahullah, when our supplications, you make dua, we have a guarantee at wassalam, Allah will So the Imam rahimahullah, he mentioned five kinds of things to obtain a potent and effective dua. Like I said earlier, the first thing that he mentioned, rahimahullah, he told us about waqtul ijaba, awqatul ijaba, as sitta, those six periods when the dua of the servant are most effectively granted. Then he went on, rahimahullah, to tell us about halud da'i, what should be the condition of the person making dua. He mentioned three things here. He said we need khushu'ul qalb, an attentive mind, a mind that is consciously fearful of Allah. He mentioned inkisar, bayna yaday rabb, humbling ourselves before Allah. Wa dhullan lahu, bringing yourself low before him. وَتَضَرُّعًا وَرِقَّةً. We need to be in the condition of tadarru'. A person that is earnestly asking for condition, ask for Allah. He now also told us kayfiyya to taqdim al-hajat. How do you even present that your request with Allah? He said, wastiqbalu da'i al-qibla, the turning of the one who is observing that dua face the qibla, be upon tahara. Be upon wudu, raise up your hand to it, praising Allah, alhamdulillah, and then follow it up the door. Wow. Present your request, present your need. Show that you are his slave, you are his servant needing his help. Then he followed it up, rahimahullah. After making all of these, he makes a lot of sadaqah and other acts of good deeds. Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, فَإِنَّ هَذَا الدُّعَى, when a servant makes dua like this, لَا يَكَادُ يُرَدُّ أَبَدًا, it is not likely to be rejected at all. It is not prone to rejection at all. Abadan, la yakadu yuraddu abada. What do you do? Follow the waqt, the awqatul ijaba. You are in a proper condition. You properly present your need. And even after that, you have other acts of good deeds, providing sadaqah and the likes of that. You present it along with your dua. He now said, wala siyama in sadaf al-ad'iyya al-ma'thura. التي أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لا سي So the Imam Rahimahullah, Ikhwa, I don't know why the internet is really fluctuating today. But let us be patient with it, inshallah. Can we hear me now clearly? Can we hear me now clearly?
No, I'm checking. It's a bit better.
Okay, can we, is it better now? I've been trying to adjust my internet. Is it better now? Can you hear me?
No, I'm checking. We can hear you.
Can we hear me, Ikhwa, if we can hear me?
No, I'm sure.
I was trying to review our last set of classes so that we create a proper mindset for the class today. I was trying to say that Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah was teaching us how to make effective and potent dua. And he has mentioned about five things. The first one, the time to make the dua. The second one, what your mindset should be. The third one, how to present the need. And the fourth one, what should you do in the process of making the dua? Things like istighfar, things like a sadaqah, being nice to people, providing sadaqah. I remember when we were younger than this, when our parents make dua, they also make sadaqah. Sometimes even before the dua, they make sadaqah. They give a lot of sadaqah before the dua, during the dua, and after the dua. That is just by means of getting nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your sadaqah. You are begging him for your peace. For inna la yakadu, your dua that we make in this kind of a condition, la yakadu your dua abada, it is not likely to be rejected forever. It will hardly ever be rejected, because the conditions, the perfections, the shuruts, the manners of dua, you have adhered to it. This is the meaning of a strong dua. This is the meaning of a potent dua. Now he gave a fifth advice. He said, "Wala siyama in sadafa al-ad'iyat al-ma'thura." More so, the dua will hardly ever be rejected. More so, in sadafa al-ad'iyat al-ma'thura, if it happens that the expressions with which you are asking Allah, they are those expressions of dua that have been reported from the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam, allati akhbara an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about which the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam had told us, annaha madhinnatul ijaba, that they are very receptive of acceptance. If you make dua like this, Allah will accept. If you say this in your dua, Allah will accept. وَأَنَّهَا مُتَضَّمِّنَةٌ لِلِسْمِ الْعَظَمِ. The Prophet even told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that those expressions contain الْإِسْمُ الْأَعْظَمِ, Allah's mightiest names. And he had said regarding those names, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الَّذِي إِذَا سُئِلَ بِهِ أَعْطَى. That name, Allah's mightiest names, إِذَا سُئِلَ بِهِ أَعْطَى. If you ask Allah with those names, he will give you. وَإِذَا دُعِيَ بِهِ أَجَابَ. If you call upon him with those names, he will answer. So these kinds of expressions that contain these names of Allah, or that contain clear-cut expressions from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that if you call Allah using this name, Allah will answer. You see, it will also further increase the potency of our dua. It will increase the energy, the strength of the dua. And then we have bigger, bismillah chances that what we ask will give us or give us better than it. And this is what usually happens in dua. When you earnestly ask Allah, He gives you better than what you ask for. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn al-Qayyim, after telling us that if we ask with the names of Allah that have been reported from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ikhwa, let us pay attention here. Not just one name, one afa said. Not one adua, one afa said. Not one writing Ankali, one Malam Gibra, the Prophet. Those names are not the names of jinns. They are not the names of human beings. They are from the names of Allah. Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, call Allah with this, Allah will answer. So it behoves us to really, really pay attention to it. The first one that he gave, Rahimahullah Ibn al-Qayyim in this book, Adda'u wa Dawa. The first expression that he taught us to employ, as it occurs from the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, if you are on the copy that is displayed on the screen, that one will occur on page 17. If you are on the copy on the screen, the copy with the checking and editing of Sheikh Bakr ibn Abdullah Abu Zaid, it occurs on page 17. And if you are with the copy of Sheikh Nidal ibn Abdul Karim, it occurs on page 109. The first one that Al-Imam ibn al-Qayyim taught to us and mentioned to us from the Sunnah, he said the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard a man saying, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anni ashhadu annaka anta Allah la ilaha illa ant al-ahad as-samad alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. The Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this man has sa'ala Allah bil ismi al-a'zam. He has asked Allah with Allah's mightiest names. Allah's mightiest name. Alladhi idha su'ila bihi a'ta. That name that when you ask him by means of it, a'ta, he grants. Wa idha du'iya bihi ajaba. And when he is called upon with those names, Allah answers. What is that? Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anni ashhadu annaka anta Allah. O Allah, as'aluka, I ask you, bi anni, by the fact that ashhadu, I testify and affirm, annaka anta Allah, that you, Allah, you are the one that is Allah. La ilaha illa ant, al-ahadu samad, alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. This expression, the Prophet told us, it has alayhi salatu wasalam al-ismu al-a'zam. The second one Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim pointed onto, we have read all of this in the last class. We are just gradually reminding what had happened, so that we are in a proper receptive mindset for the lessons of today. He said, Rahimahullah, he referred to another similar case. Anas ibn Malik said, we were in the masjid with the Prophet sitting down, ورجلٌ يصلي, and we saw a man who was making dua in the masjid. ثُمَّ دَعَى فَقَالَ, the man was observing salah. When he finished his salah, apparently that salah was a nafil from amongst the nawafil. if it was an obligatory prayer, it would be that himself and the Prophet and the rest of the companions were observing that salah together. So the man was observing a nafil, and then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting down watching the man. The man then began to say, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anna lakal hamd. Oh Allah, I ask you by the fact that lakal hamd, all praises and extolment and encomium belong to you. La ilaha illa ant. There is no one deserving worship except you, Al-Mannan. You are the one who provide aid, you provide support, you provide blessings. All your aid, your support, your help, your blessings, they know no end. That is the meaning of Al-Mannan. Badi'u samawati wal ard. He originated the entirety of the heavens and the earth. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. O Allah, you are Zal Jalali wal Ikram, the one that is absolutely deserving of supreme esteem. Supreme esteem and honor belong to you. You own it. Wal Ikram. And respect, you are absolutely sublime. You are Dhul Jalal, absolutely, supremely sublime. And Al-Ikram, the absolute praise and honor belong to you. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Oh, you who is absolutely ever living. Allah is absolutely alive. Al-Qayyum. You are the one in charge of the affairs of the entirety of creation. Everything, you are in charge of their control, their administration, their arrangements, their creation, their food, their energy, the air they breathe, the water they drink. Everything that happens to them is in your charge. That is Al-Qayyum. When this man praised Allah like this, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ دَعَ اللَّهَ بِاسْمِهِ الْعَظِيمِ. This man has begged Allah with Allah's mighty name, الَّذِي إِذَا دُعِيَ بِهِ أَجَابَ. The name that by which if he was called, Ajaba, Allah will answer. Wa idha su'ila bihi a'ta. And when you ask him using that name, he will give you what you want. This one occurs in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik. And then Al-Imam ibn al-Qayyim was telling us more about Ismullahi al-A'zamu. He said another one occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. From the hadith of Asma bint Yazid, when the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wassalam, Ismullahi al-Azamu, Allah's most mightiest names. That name occurs in Hatain al-Ayatain. The name occurs in two verses. The first one, Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. La ilaha illahu ar-Rahmanu ar-Rahim. Wa Fatihati Ali Imran. And at the beginning of Ali Imran, that Allah said, Alif Lam Mim, Allahu la ilaha illahu al-Hayyul Qayyum. He went on to explain another dhikr and dua to us from hadith of Abu Huraira, Anas ibn Malik, and Rabi'a ibn Amir. That the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wassalam, alizzu biyadhal jalali wal ikram, ta'allaku biha. This expression, yadhal jalali wal ikram, yadhal jalali wal ikram, oh you who is absolutely sublime and supreme, absolute sublimity and supremacy belong to you, wal ikram, absolute praise and glorification belong to you. Oh, you one who is absolutely sublime, O you one to whom absolute honor belongs to. This is saying, Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram. Once you say that, that is what you are saying. You are calling unto him. Absolute honor and respect belong to you. Absolute sublimity and mightiness belong to you. O you who is like this. Then you say your request. Then you ask him for what you want. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn al-Qayyim came down and also told us from the hadith of Anas ibn Malik. Radiyallahu an. This time we are on page 20. If you are upon the copy on the screen, that will be on page 20. And I want us to note this dua. Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, from a hadith from Anas ibn Malik. And that hadith occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi and in other books of hadith. Anas ibn Malik served the Prophet for 10 years. So he knows what the Prophet says. He said, Kana Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Idha karabahu amrun. When a matter became difficult for the Prophet, ikhwa, note it. If a matter becomes difficult, call the Prophet would say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatik astaghith. Ya Hayyu, O you who is absolutely alive. Ya Qayyum, O you that you are in charge of the affairs of everything. Bi rahmatik astaghith. I seek support, help out of your mercy. I seek help, I seek support from your mercy. Show me mercy and compassionate compassion. Help me, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika astaghith. Ikhwa, when the matter becomes difficult, say Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika astaghith. Many times when a matter becomes difficult, the first thing that comes to the mind of people is the people they can make telephone calls onto. You start thinking of your brother who is a minister. You start thinking of your uncle who is a police officer. You start thinking of your younger brother in the DSS. Those two will be useful, ikhwa. Don't mistake that they will not be useful. But start with Al-Qayyum. Start by shouting, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Repeat it repeatedly. And then you think about other means. But don't forget this means. Don't forget that means of Al-Qayyum, Al-Hayyu Al-Qayyum. Say, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Bi rahmatika astaghith. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika astaghith. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika astaghith. Anas ibn Malik said, radiyallahu anhu, kana an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, idha karabahu amrun qal, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika astaghith. When a matter becomes difficult for the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was a human being, that we know that Allah has not sent down an angel to us. He was a human being like us. He eats as we eat. He goes to the market. He married. He has a child. He was born as human beings are born by women and of course by men. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he has share from the things that happen to human beings. He said, I get annoyed too, as human beings get annoyed. Agdabu kama yagdabun. He said, alayhi salatu wa sallam, ansa kama tansawun. I also forget as human beings forget. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it means as human beings find things difficult, he would also, alayhi salatu wasalam, sometimes find things difficult. That's improperly. Allah sent to us a man like us. A man like us. بشر مثلكم فإذا كربه أمر إذا اشتد عليه وثقل عليه الأمر when a matter becomes hard, heavy, difficult for him صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم he will say يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك أستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك أستغيث don't forget like we have been saying this does not prevent us from now following the means we'll come back to this in greater details in this book the fact that we make dua we call upon Allah does not mean if we are hungry you should not eat food if you are thirsty you should not drink water if you feel sleepy don't sleep if you have paracetamol don't drink it this is not what it means it just means that you start with Allah because if you can take the paracetamol and you don't find an effect you can eat the food instead of being beneficial it becomes a means of trouble you can drink the water instead of being the beneficial it becomes a means of trouble or you may not even find what to drink and eat or you may eat and then trouble starts so start with the one subhanahu wa ta'ala in charge of all affairs ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith subhanahu wa ta'ala now he continued rahimahullah al-imam ibn al-qayyim for those of us who employ the copy on the screen it also occurs on page 20 the third paragraph he said wa fi sahih al-hakim min hadith abi umama radiyallahu anhu it also occurs we said to us each time we see sahih al-hakim what does it mean mustadrak hakim from the hadith of abu umama you can see it's all about hadith not one sheikh who said not one wali you said not one man who for days has not seen the sky he was abandoning salat in the masjid not that from rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam these duas have come from him alayhi salatu wassalam abu umama al-bahili reported from the prophet muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam annahu qal that the prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that ismullahi al-a'zam fi thalathi suwar min al-quran Allah's mightiest name occurs in three surahs idha du'iya bihi ajaba if you call him with that name Allah will answer wa idha su'ila bihi a'ta if you ask him with that name Allah will give you That is the essence of knowing the name of Allah, Ismullahi al-Azam. The Muslims on the street have said so many things about this, but this is what the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam. That those are one of Fab, Uniboka, Malamimboka, for you, Ismullah. They can write the names of their Shehu, Ismullahi al-Azam. Listening to what the Prophet said himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ismullahi al-A'zamu fi thalathi suwari min al-Qur'an. That Allah's most mighty name. Why are we in search of it? We are in search of it because if you call him with it, he will answer. If you ask him with it, he will give you. He said, they occur in three surahs of the Qur'an. Al-Baqarah wa Ali Imran wa Taha. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ali Imran, and Taha. Hisham ibn Ammar, one of the teachers of Al-Imam Al-Bukhari, who reported this hadith. He said, I began to look at the Quran. That one that he mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, I found out that it is Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum, the beginning of Ayatul Kursi. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم إخوة listen one name we repeat in these three places in the Quran in البقرة in Ali Imran and in Taha. So Hisham ibn Umar said, I began to search. The Prophet said these three surahs, Abi. Okay, let us search. The first one in Surah Al-Baqarah, I found out that that one occurs in the beginning of Ayatul Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyul qayyum. As for that one in Ali Imran, that also occurs at the beginning of Ali Imran. Alif lam mim, Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyul qayyum. The third one that occurs in Surah Taha. Who knows that one? It is wa'anatul wujuh lil hayyil qayyum. Wa'anatil wujuh lil hayyil qayyum. One name or two names reoccur in these three verses. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al hayyul qayyum. What are those names that reoccur? Al hayyul qayyum. Okay. In Surah Ali Imran, Alif Lam Mim, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Which one recorded again? Al-hayyul qayyum. In Surah Taha, it says, wa'anatil wujuh lil-hayyul qayyum. Which name recorded again? Al-hayyul qayyum. And from the past hadith, the hadith of Anas ibn Malik that we had read, when that man was making dua, he said, Ya Zal Jalal wal Ikram, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. And he said again that it occurs in Al-Baqarah and in Ali Imran and in Taha. So when you look at it, he said, this name is from the names of Allah, that is Al-Ismullahi Al-A'zamu. So it's if you come back to Surah Al-Baqarah, Allahu La Ilaha Illahu Al-Hayyu Al-Qayyum. If you come to Surah Ali Imran, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. If you come to Taha, wa'anatil wujuhu lil-hayyul qayyum. So what is that name? Al-hayyul qayyum. So that's why one of the views of the ulama, including Ibn al-Qayyim himself, is that Ismullah al-A'zam, Allah's greatest name, name is Al-Hayyul Qayyum. I have a number of hadith Al-Hayyul Qayyum. That's why when he himself found anything difficult, what does he say? Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatik astaghith. So Ismullahi Al-A'zam, from the view that's very strong amongst the ulama, is Al-Hayyul Qayyum. That's why the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, idha karabahu al-amru qal, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatik astaghith. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatik astaghith. So Al-Hayyul Qayyum is one of the strongest views on this issue. There are those amongst the scholars who say that Ismullahi Al-A'zam is Allah himself. There are those amongst the ulama who say Ismullahi Al-A'zam is Allah. Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. If you look at Al-Baqarah, the cause, when you want to start Ayat al-Kursi, what do you say? Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyul qayyum. In Ali Imran, what does it say? It says Alif Lam Mim, Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyul qayyum. So there are those amongst the ulama who say that name is Allahu himself. And that all and talk about Allah. That's why he said, Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. Look at Ayah al-Kursi, for example. It says, Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyu al-qayyum. One of the scholars explained Ayah al-Kursi. He says, it's Mubtada and Khabar. One Mubtada. All of them are Khabar. In English, you say subject and predicate, Abi. One subject. What is that subject? Allah. La ilaha illa huwa. Who is he talking about? Allah. Al-Hayyul Qayyum. Who is he talking about? Allah. La ta'akhudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Who is he talking about? Allah. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. Who is it talking about? Allah. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. Who is it talking about? Allah. So they say all other names, they are the names of Allah. So that Ismullah al-Azam is Allah. These are the two strongest views amongst the ulama regarding Ismullah al-Azam. Allah's biggest name. Allahu or what? Al-Hayyul Qayyum. But Allahu Alam, it occurs that Al-Hayyul Qayyum is a stronger view amongst them. Don't go out of these kinds of issues like this. The rest of them, they will be playing with your head. May Allah protect all of us from their evils. They can write names of jinns, names of birds, names of anything, mountains. They worship, they give worship to them. They say, call that one. Why will you call those ones when you have a Hayyul Qayyum? Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. From the things you know that those things they say are abatil, they are wrong, null and void, is that you will see Ismullah al-Azam should be a name that is easy for all of us to call. That's why some scholars even say it is Allah. So you can call and say, Ya Allah. Or that you say, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. It's easy. But if you go to Afa Jalabi, those names they give you are not easy to call. The one Allah gave you, the one the Prophet gave you is easy. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. But unfortunately, many of the Muslims who go to these people, they are not content with something that. I remember someone asking for a dua that is very efficacious. I said, we're reciting Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas. It was at Hajj. When we started Hajj, the Baba came to me, this is about 15 years ago. He said, Ustaz, I have a serious problem with my children, and I want you to help me about it. I said, we are together. I understood he wanted a dua. He came again. When we were at, I think, Mina or Arafah, he came and said, Ustaz, I have been telling you I have a matter. So what should I be saying? I said, be reading, Kul a'udhu bi rabbil falak and Kul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. I said, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wassalam, ma sa'ala sa'ilun bi mithlihima. There is nobody who requests something that has something better than al-falak and an-nas. Oh, al-falak and an-nas is not just about protection. So you can employ Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas to ask Allah for your needs. As an individual, I myself, I have not asked him for something employing Al-Falaq and Nas except that I got it. Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Nas. So I gave it to the man. We recited. He said, Mala. I said, Nam. He said, just Falaq and Nas. I said, yes. He said, nothing more after that one. I said, no. He said, nothing to do? I said, nothing to do, sir. The man just walked away from me. Because what he thought, what he wanted, what he desired, what he was used to, may Allah be pleased with him and grant him good forgiveness and pardon, and all of us too, is that they will always say, do this, say this, hang this, write this, put this, collect this, slaughter this, kill this, give this. Ikhwa. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghif. That is what Rasulullah will say when he has a trouble. That is what he wants you to say too. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghif. Look at what he said regarding that man. That man has mentioned that dua with one name of Allah. If you mention that name of Allah, Allah will give you what you want. So don't look for lies after you have gotten goodness from your Lord. So the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in the hadith, we are reading the hadith of Abu Umama al-Bahili. It said, Ibn al-Qayyim says, rahimahullah, wa fi sahih al-Hakim min hadithi Abi Umamata, anil-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, annahu qal, اسم الله الأعظم في ثلاث صور من القرآن. Allah's mightiest name, they occur in three places. بقرة. Where in البقرة الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. Where in آل عمران at the beginning. ألف لام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. And in سورة طه. What is that? وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم. So this is the view from those scholars who say that name is الحي القيوم. Like I said, others say the name is what? Allah itself. قل إن الله عوذ الرحمن أيما تدعو فله الأسماء الحسنى. In the expressions that followed, it said قال القاسم. القاسم, that is قاسم ابن عبد الرحمن, the تابعي, who reported this hadith from Abu Umama al-Bahili. He said فالتمستها. So I went to begin to search for the verses, just like we read, we mentioned Hisham ibn Ammar. Hisham ibn Ammar told us, and you see, he took it from above to from the Tabi'un. One of them, Al-Qasim ibn Abd al-Rahman al-Dimashqi, he said, فَالْتَمَسْتُهَا. I began to search for those places in the Quran. فَإِذَا هِيَ آيَةُ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّمُ. Oh, I noted that it is those verses regarding Al-Hayyu Al-Qayyum in Surah Al-Baqarah. Wa Ali Imran. The one in Ali Imran is what? At the beginning of Ali Imran. And the one in Surah Al-Taha occurs in verse 111 of Surah Al-Taha. Go and check it. Wa Anati Al-Wujub Lil-Hayyu Al-Qayyum. Wa Qad Khaba Man Hamala Zulma Wa Man Yal Min As-Salihati Wa Huwa مؤمن فلا يخاف ظلما ولا هضما. يا حي يا قيوم إخوة, say يا حي يا قيوم. Ibn al-Qayyim is telling us the dua to say to get our duas potent and effective. He continued رحمه الله in the last paragraph on page 20. He said وفي صحيح الحاكم, again in مستدرك حاكم, he said من حديث سعد عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. And I like us to pay attention here from the hadith of Sa'd, that is Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, from the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. لا, it's okay. It says وفي جامع الترمذي. I have skipped a paragraph of my reading. Go back. It is the last paragraph 20, but those of us on the other copy, we're on page 112, the second paragraph. He said, وَفِي جَامِعِ التِّرْمِذِي in سُنَنِ التِّرْمِذِي وَصَحِيحِ الْحَاكِمِ. We say each time he says صَحِيحُ الْحَاكِمِ, which book is that? مُسْتَدْرَكْ حَاكِمْ. مِنْ حَدِيثِ سَعْدٍ إِبْنِ أَبِي وَقَاسِ, from the hadith of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas رضي الله عنه, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال, the Prophet said عليه الصلاة والسلام, دعوة ذي النون إذ دعا وهو في بطن الحوت لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. إنه لم يدعو بها مسلم في شيء قط إلا استجاب الله له. The Prophet said صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, دعوة ذي النون. What does النون mean? النون, it refers to السمكة, a fish. النون refers to what? Fish. نون. نون refers to what? Fish. So ذو النون is who? The one who is ascribed to the fish. Who is it that was ascribed to a fish? Yunus ibn Matta. Who was ascribed to the fish? Yunus ibn Matta. So in this hadith, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, da'watu dhinnun, the supplication of the one who was in the belly of the fish. إذ دعا وهو في بطن الحوت. When he called upon Allah while in the belly of the fish. Hoot means whale. Noon means fish. Hoot means what? Whale. وَهُوَ فِي بَطْنِ الْحُوتِ. While he was in the belly of the whale. So what kind of noon swallowed Yunus? It was what? Hoot. What does hoot mean? Whale. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, da'watu zinnun idda'a. The supplication of that servant who was in the belly of the fish. Idda'a, when he called upon Allah. Wahuwa fi batni al-hut, while he was in the belly of the fish. What was it? He said, La ilaha illa ant. Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this messenger of Allah, Yunus, apart from this incident, he has a virtue. He was the only messenger of Allah that every person that he invited believed in him. فَآمَنُوا بِهِ. All of them, Yunus, if you ask, have we ever found a messenger of Allah that when he invited his people, all of them accepted? It was who? Yunus. He invited them, everybody accepted. And that was because at the first time when he came to them, Allah told us that in Surah Yunus. When he came to them, he was inviting them, he was calling them, preaching to them. They rejected his message and he became annoyed with them. He promised them destruction in 3 days. There's a lesson here. If you invite people to goodness, expect trouble. Nuh invited for 950 years. They gave him all the troubles of his life. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And that was why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, when he faced troubles, Allah said, Wasbir kama sabara ulul azmi min ar-rusul. Be patient as Nuh was patient. As Ibrahim was patient. In the case of Ibrahim, he was even thrown into a fire. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Kama sabara ulul azmi min ar-rusul. Isa alayhi salam was rejected and belied. So we have Nuh because there are five of them. How about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? Did he not face troubles with Bani Israel? So fasbir ya Muhammad. Be patient. So Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he invited the people, they rejected. We don't want. We with this. They gave all the excuses. He was angry with them. Yunus ibn Matta. He gave them 3 days, Allah will destroy all of you. Why don't you hear what I've invited you to? Stop worshipping wood. Stop worshipping stones. Stop worshipping human beings, creatures like you. Worship Allah alone. They say, we don't want. Please go away. This is the way when you invite to goodness, you face hardship, ikhwa. May Allah protect us all. Yunus left them when he had not received revelation to leave. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was angry for his Lord. Mughadiban, he was, that his anger when he left them, Mughadiban, as he said in Al-Anbiya, he was angry for his Lord regarding his people. Why don't you people respect my Lord who has sent me? So he left them out of anger. Alayhi salatu wasalam. So from the things he did, he went to climb a boat on his journey to leave, abandon those people, waiting that Allah's punishment is coming up upon them. But he had not been told to leave. His anger was justified. Alayhi salatu wasalam. But he was not told to leave. Because these same people became afraid. Allah will destroy us in 3 days. All of them, they knew that he was saying the truth. They gathered their wives, their children, even their camels, their everything they had in the desert together in the same place, begging Allah. Allah, we have accepted. Allah, we have accepted. Allah, we have accepted all of them. For Amanu bihi. But at the time Yunus had left them, Allah wanted him to come back to them. But he had left. So Yunus alayhi salam took a boat to travel away from his people. And the boat was disturbed by serious waves. So is إِذْ عَبَقَ إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونِ. The boat was filled with people. Out of fear and worry that hey, punishment is coming, he jumped on the boat. And the boat was full. فَسَاهَمَ. But the boat began to be disturbed by waves. So the people are afraid. Some of us must be dropped. He volunteered. He said, no, you don't volunteer. So they made asam, fasahamu. They began to cast lots, qura, that way of determining something when everybody is equally qualified. And when they did, they casted the lots. Three times it was picking Yunus. At the same time, they don't want him to go. So he jumped into the sea. The people should not be destroyed because of me alone. The lot was cut. I was the one guilty. فَسَاهَمَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُبْحَدِينَ. He was the one that was picked. All the three times they were making the casting the lots. So he jumped into the sea. عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Allah said, فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ. So the hoot, what is hurt, the whale swallowed him. As he jumped, it swallowed him. The scholars explain that this whale, Allah made him understand that this is not food for you. This one is coming into you by way of a prison for him. It is not food for you. So Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam jumped into the sea, was picked up by the whale alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah said in Safat, فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ. What did he say? فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ. Let's leave there, let's come to Anbiya. So Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam got into Zulumat. He was in the darknesses of the sea, he was taken. If you read a little bit, just a little bit about oceanography, you know that there's a region of the ocean where light does not occur. It is pure darkness. That region is called the Neritic region of the ocean. So the whale went down. So that is one darkness. The second darkness is the darkness of the belly of the whale. The third darkness was that it occurred in the night. So many of the ulama say he spent 40 days, some say 20 days, some say 10 days. No clear-cut evidence to say how much and how long he stayed. He was in the belly of this fish. Allah said, he called in the darknesses of the sea, the darkness of the belly of the whale he got into, and the darkness of night, the darkness of the depth of the sea, the Neritic region where light does not reach, the darkness of the night, the darkness of the belly of the whale. This is the Zulumat. Fanada, he called unto us, Allah, la ilaha illa ant, subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. The ulama say he was begging Allah, employing three things. The first one is tawheed, la ilaha illa ant, tawheed, ikhwa. At-tawheedu awwalan, in everything we do, we declare Allah's oneness. He's the one deserving alone worship. La ilaha illa ant. He was begging Allah, Allah, you are alone. Nobody deserves to be worshipped except you. That's why we say, when you make dua, praise Allah at the beginning. Praise Allah at the beginning. Make expressions of praise. Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Praise Allah at the beginning. He pushed forward praise for Allah. La ilaha illa ant. He says, Subhanak Allah, you are absolutely free from errors. Absolutely free from imperfections. The third one, Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. He declared his weakness. That was why we were discussing dua. Let it be clear, Allah, I need your help. If you don't help me, who will help me? If you don't support me, who will support me? I don't have anywhere to go, Allah. This approach, employ it in your dua. That's what Yunus said, the third problem. The first issue, he put forward Tawheed, Allah's oneness. The second one, he declared that there is Allah's no imperfection at all. The third one, he declared his own weakness. He said, La ilaha illa ant. Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I was with Zalimun. I was just trying to run away. I make mistake. I had. Allah says, Falawla annahu kana min al-musabihin. If not that he was upon this tasbih. So Allah referred to what he was saying as tasbih, because he was saying Subhanak, Subhanak, Ikhwa, put it in. We are coming back to it. Part of the ways to ask for help from Allah is declaring tasbihat, declaring Allah's freedom from imperfection. Allah said, Lawla annahu kana min al-musabbihi, if not for what he was saying, declaring that we are free from error and imperfections. He would have remained in the belly of the fish until the day of Qiyamah. So the whale picked him up. He was blameworthy. Who told him to go? Who told him to leave? So he called on to Allah. And Allah released him from the belly of the fish. Alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, Fanadainahu. He says, Fanabaznahu bil ara'i wa huwa sakin. Nabaznahu. We expelled him. When he called unto Allah, I said, oh yeah, go and pour him out. Bil ara'i, on the shores. On that place, no vegetation. On the shores of the ocean, no vegetation. Nothing was growing. Ara'i. The Ara is the land where nothing grows. Wahuwa Sakim, he was feeling very weak and tired and exhausted. He'd been in the belly of the fish. What did he say after that in As-Saffat? Wa'ambatna alayhi shajarata min yaqutin. By our power, we made a tree to grow over him as he was rested and exhausted. What was it? That was the watermelon, Ikhwa. Yaqtin is the watermelon. The watermelon was what Allah gave to Yunus when he came to the earth after he was swallowed by the whale. I hope that our brothers in the medical field will go on to investigate the virtues, connection between tiredness and exhaustion, and weakness, and the watermelon. So Allah gave him watermelon. Take, eat and drink this one. He was tired and exhausted. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa arsalnahu ila mi'ati alfin aw yazidu. And we had only sent him to 100,000+ people. 100,000 and. That was the number of people. 100,000+. Allah said, fa'amanu. All of them believed. He was returned to them, alayhi salatu wasalam. But to get out of that trouble, what is it that he said? La ilaha illa ant. Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innahu lam yad'u biha muslimun. Notice, don't be held back by your shortcomings. He said, lam yad'u biha muslimun. No Muslim calls Allah by this name. Fi shay'in. Regarding any matter, regarding any matter at all, illa istajab Allahu lahu, except that Allah grants him. So you see that you don't need Afauni Jalabi, you don't need Malamim Boka, you don't need anybody. Call Allah, Muslimun, any Muslim, regarding any matter, call Allah by this name, Allah will give you what you want. What is that? La ilaha illa ant. Subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. La ilaha illa ant. Subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. I'll stop this issue here, inshallah. We come back to class. I remember a brother who is a medical doctor in a foreign land. The wife said, hey, my husband handled a medical case and the person died. The family of the person went to court. The matter is strict in that country. The family went to court. They arrested the brother and investigation started. She said, my husband has explained everything to me. I think that he is innocent. But we know the way things go. He may just say something and he becomes implicated. He says, tell him if you ever have Subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. Tell him. Allah didn't say to us, you not 13, 12, 15. So the brother was freed by the permission of Allah. La ilaha illa ant. Subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. La ilaha illa ant. Subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. That is the new lesson for the day. Bismillah. We come back in the class next week and we read all the aspects of dua that Al Imam Ibn Al Qayyim rahimahullah has taught us. From the dua of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. When you pray like this, your dua will be effective, your dua will be strong, your dua will be potent. May Allah accept our dua. Abba Ayman, can we take one question today? The time is already far spent. One question. I mean, someone was saying we should retell a story. Which story? The story of Yunus is long. Or the story of the brother who got into a trouble? The medical doctor? Which story is that?
I think it's the medical doctor.
The brother got into a trouble. He was a medical doctor. He was treating a brother in a foreign, he treated someone in a foreign country and the person died. The family raised issues, legal issues, and the brother was taken in custody for investigations. The woman said, after the explanations of her husband, she felt that the husband was not guilty. But that we know things go we don't expect sometimes. Another staff can say something, and then his own guilt becomes established. We don't know. So how do we get out of this situation if we are sure that he was a person who was free? How does he get out? They say, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. He was asking me how many times. I said, Allah didn't tell us how many times Yunus said it. You'll be saying it for as long as Allah wants you to say it. Say it properly, with full attention, with hope and anticipation for goodness from Allah. Be in wudu, sit down properly, face the Qibla. All of these were giving these advices. About 2 or 3 months ago, she called to say, "Oh, I've freed my husband. In fact, he has been brought home. This, that. It is likely that both the brother and the wife are listening to me now. Is it clear, Ayman? I mean, just one question, because the time is already fast spent.
That's me. Allah reward them.
I mean,
preserve our sheikh of the nerve when want to employ. Or how
I mean, I can hear you now. Anything? I can hear you now. I wasn't hearing you about Ayman. About Amir, I wasn't hearing you at all. I'm just able to hear you now.
No, Sheikh. What are the things to observe when we want to employ Surah Al-Falaq? And yes, can we make it inside dua? Or how are we to employ it? Jazakumullah khairan, Sheikh.
Read it and make your dua. Read them, make your dua. Read them first, then you make your dua. All of these that we are saying, say them, then you make your dua. Say them, then you make your dua. Don't say them after your dua. Say them, then you make your dua. Or you put your dua in between. We have said a lot of things now. You can start with some. You make your dua in between. You use others to put it again, like that. Salatu ala nabi. You intersperse them in your need, as we intersperse meat and fish and chicken in bread when we take our burgers. Put them in between. Put them in between. Is this okay, Abba Amir?
No, I'm just saying. Salamat alayhi.
Jazakumullah khairan. We can call it today, bi-iznillah.
No, I'm just saying.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.